7 years. Lucas Graham on Star 99.1, the early morning crew. Kevin and Miss Josie.
I really like that we're coming out of that song in particular, because as I was just sitting over here writing this, it's all about being present and the passage of time, really, and how that goes. What I started out with is a quote from Seneca, which is, we suffer more from imagination than from reality. Because most of our life unfolds in our mind. And if we consistently think of bad outcomes and everything that's wrong right now, your brain just won't have enough cognitive energy to figure out the best ways to live better, to make yourself happier, to make life enjoyable. And to do that, just be more present. It's easier said than done, but it's not impossible. You can deliberately overrule your brain's default thinking patterns and focus on what's happening now. When you find yourself being afraid of the future, just stop what you're doing, refocus on the present. And if you keep doing that, it will become easier. The past is always certain and it's always out of our control.
Yeah.
And the future is uncertain, but we can influence the outcome because the present is fleeting and that is totally in our control. I mean, for what we can control in life, and there's not a whole lot of that, but if you're focusing on the present, be mindful of your experiences, notice the smallest things. And that's when people are having like a little panic attack or getting themselves worked up in their head and worries and all these things that can keep you up at night and get you all worried, start focusing on the small things, the sun, outside your window, or the clouds on a day like today, the sound of nature and life around you, the time you get to spend with the people you love. If we stop focusing on what's missing in our lives, appreciate what we have while pursuing our best selves, we can enjoy life more. So don't stay in the past or the future. Don't suffer in your imagination. Learn to remind yourself that you're in your imagination. Separate the experience from the reality and choose to live your reality right now. I do that a lot. I do a lot of worry.
Yeah.
And I am in the process of trying to remind myself of all the good things that are happening around us right now.